I should remind everybody that they're listening to Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence and David Grisman here live in the studio at KUT 90.5 FM. And Jack, what's the name of that record?
It's called About Time.
And people can go get it now.
I'll have a whole bunch of them out at the festival.
Oh, great. And what label is that out on?
That's on G-Run Records.
Which is
my label.
Well, great. Then they should definitely come and get it. Come and get it from you.
Jack and I are both CEOs of our own record labels.
I never wanted one. It's too hard to manage. Cousin Zeke told me not to do it, Jack.
Is that right? That was old.
Well, this way we can get you record for our labels.
Well, it's a rare treat to have you all here. Now, Doc, you've been in kind of a semi-retirement for a while, haven't you?
Since the end of 90, I cut it way back. We have done as high as 200 play nights a year, and I got tired of that.
Oh, my goodness.
That much road. I wanted to cut it back. I guess, what are we averaging, about 15 or 20 jobs, Jack, or a year?
It's probably a little better than that. It's probably more around 40. Probably is my guess, anywhere from 30 to 50.
I did build it up some in the last couple of years, yeah.
Well, that would just wear you out to be gone that much of the time, I would think.
Oh, we used to go out and do maybe 3 weeks worth of one-nighters.
How exhausting.
Oh, it was. That was back when Michael Coleman was still playing with us. But after one of those, we were not sure if we liked each other anymore, you know.
You get kind of burnt
after
out.
After some of those. But, yeah, the schedule we're doing now, it's maybe 3 or 4 jobs a month or something like that. And it's a nice schedule. We can be relaxed and have fun and not be uptight and tense from beating ourselves to death on the road all the time. So,
any more recording projects in the works?
There's one kicking around in my head, and there's a thing that is just about, there's about to start the ball rolling on from home tapes, a thing that Merle and I did, kind of a bluegrass thing. We did it at home, and T. Michael and Sam Bush and Marty Stewart are going to do some overdubbing on it.
Oh, that sounds great.
And Sugar Hill will put it out, or I'll talk to Barry, seriously.
Oh, that sounds just wonderful. And David, you collaborate with everybody under the sun, I think. You come up with the most interesting combinations. You've got this duet album coming out, but what other, can you clue us in what other?
What have I got going? Well, I've been talking to Mike Seeger about doing a project with him. And
that'd be great.
Using like old time instruments? Or?
Actually the idea is kind of a retrograss. Doing like bluegrass tunes in older styles.
Oh, that sounds great.
You know, that might be interesting. Interesting thing to do.
I'm sure it would. When you guys get through with it, it would be good.
Yeah, we wanted to do it. We got together with Ralph Rinsler like a couple of weeks before he passed away. It was Mike, myself, and John Hartford visited him, and we sort of played a lot of music, and that's where the idea for that came. And we wanted to do it with John Hartford, but he hasn't been feeling well. And so that's something I might do. And I've got a bunch of other projects lined up, putting out another volume of Jethro Burns, some of his last recordings, and putting out a double CD set of Dave Apollon, who was a great Russian-American mandolin player who was in vaudeville for many years.
Well, that'd be wild.
Yeah, have you ever heard his playing, Dave Apollon?
I believe I have. Yeah,
no, it's fun. It's amazing. Tony Williamson sent me some Xeroxes of some photographs that came out of the Monroe Estate in Rosine, Kentucky, and in there were two autographed to Bill from Dave Apollon, 1933. I thought it was pretty amazing.
That is cool. Yeah.
He kept a lot of valuable things at the end of building. David, there's one thing I'd like to mention here. I had the privilege of calling this young man up to pick a tune or two with me at a place called Gertie's Folk City in New York City when he was 17. I really enjoyed
privilege
that.
Privilege for me.
Well, I'll tell you something. Well, it was for me, and didn't we get a good whoo out of those audiences that came in there?
I was too nervous.
You picked very
well. He was the first pro to ever invite me onto a stage.
Hey, I wasn't a pro then. I was scared to death.
What year was this?
1962, I think.
Yeah.
Was it 62?
Yeah, probably was, yeah.
And you've been playing off and on together since then?
Yeah.
Occasionally we get together and pick a few, yes.
Well, why don't you do another one?
David, what would you like to do?
Boy, I like anything you guys do. That Bob Dylan tune, we could try that. You want to do that?
Well, I wonder if I can do it as well as I did a minute ago. Jack, does that sound
good? Yeah, that's the problem with playing with these guys. Usually the first take is the best.
Do Sleep Baby Sleep.
Yeah, do it.
If your yodeler's happening.
Oh, mercy. He's called upon me for a hard thing.
Well, it's up to you.
I think I can do it, Jackson. I managed to get the high note on the... Excuse my throat clearing up. I managed to get the high note on Summertime on that day. Word the word day. Maybe I can do this yodel. Oh, man, that beautiful E chord. That'll help me through it, Jack. Tune because I care.